Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, January 23rd. Despite the popularity of the e-muster drills, which every major cruise line has put into place as part of their enhanced COVID protocols, Norwegian Cruise Line has decided they'll be going back to the old way of doing things. NCL announced that beginning immediately, they'll be reinstating synchronized muster drills on embarkation day across all the vessels in the fleet. And yes, that means that everyone will be waiting to gather at their assigned muster stations and sit there as they listen to the safety instructions. This will also apply to Norwegian's sister brand, Regent Seven Seas Cruises and Oceania Cruises as well. Back in November, Disney Cruise Line became the first major cruise line to return to the traditional muster drill. Meanwhile, it was reported only days ago by Carnival Cruise Line's brand ambassador John Hewlett that the line will be staying with the e-muster drill. And Holland America Line will be expanding the casino space on five of its Pinnacle and Signature class ships, adding over 140 new video poker, progressive jackpot, and slot machines. Rotterdam, New Stottendam, Koningsdam, Eurodam, and New Amsterdam will also feature these new slot tournaments. Rotterdam, New Stottendam, and Koningsdam also have received new non-smoking casino areas. Holland America's fleet has also received a new casino system that gives guests quick access to more information about their play. And finally, Celebrity Cruises' upcoming ship, Celebrity Ascent, was floated out from the Chantiers de l'Atlantique shipyard in Saint-Nazaire. The ship will include more than 30 food and beverage options, the iconic magic carpet, and the two-story champagne hot tubs. Celebrity Ascent is now mooring in her new location at the shipyard, where interior work on the ship will start and continue over the next several months. The ship will make its debut this December. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 3%, 10.47. Royal Caribbean up 3.6%, 62.99. And Norwegian up 4.5%, 14.78. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Do you have a story or a tip to report? Let us know. Email tips at cruiseradio.net.